Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you on Early Break. Bill Bush out fishing in Canada for the next couple days. Sounds delightful. A lot less warm than what it is going to be here today, but I don't know, 104 heat index in Lincoln today.
Oh boy.
Yeah, prepare for that.
It's summer.
I said before the show, right. Breaking news, it's hot in the summer in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
For those freaking out about a heat advisory, yes, it's a take it seriously.
Has anybody been freaking out?
I see people on social media posting, oh my God, it's going to be hot this week. Late July. That happens. Single year it's hot in late July.
Is it supposed to be hot all week?
Yes.
All right. That's all right. We can handle it.
Is that breaking news to you, though, Sip, that it gets hot in late July in Nebraska?
July and August.
We live here. Yeah. Most of the country, it's very hot.
Oh my God.
I think
rubbed off on you, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you sound
apparently
like
so.
Me over there.
I'm a curmudgeon over here, cranky. What have you done to me? What have you done to me? I used to be a decent person.
I don't know. I'm slightly concerned.
Are you concerned about my well-being? I'm back from vacation. I start the show cranky about people complaining about the heat.
That did sound like 4 years ago, me talking, and you being enthusiastic about discussing the weather, and me saying, what are we talking about? It gets hot in July.
Yeah,
big
well,
deal.
Here it is again.
And here you are. Now you, I don't know.
I've come full circle. Apparently so.
Well, I don't know full circle. I don't know if that's it. You've just evolved.
But I guess 34 years old is when you become an old man, apparently.
Yeah, and it might
that's
not
where
be
I'm
my
at.
Fault at all, by the way.
That could be, though. You're not fully exempt from this issue here.
There's other people in your life that probably have the same sort of take on the summer. Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. That's what happened.
Breaking news, yeah.
Guess what?
Incredible.
In February, it's going to be colder than hell, too, so get ready for
like
that.
Like it is every year.
Right.
We live here. We've been here for a long time. Things don't really change with the weather.
No. So the weather will be hot. I'll be in Vegas. You'll be here manning the ship.
Yes, for those who are just tuning in for the first time in a while, welcome back, or ever. Hello, good morning to you. This is Early Break. We appreciate you. Big Ten Media Days is tomorrow through Thursday. You'll be heading off today, this morning.
Yeah.
Our crew is already out there, or heading this morning. They've flown out of Omaha to, I think, Denver, then to Vegas.
Okay, the crew is headed out.
Yes. Austin Orman, Nick Sandert, Jay Foreman, DP are all on going to be in Vegas for the tick, as well as you'll be out there.
Yeah, I definitely will be out there.
And they'll be out there probably sometime this morning already. They'll be in Vegas, set foot with things beginning tomorrow, of course.
For Nebraska.
And other teams of the Big Ten.
Yeah, nothing's today, right?
No. Today's just a, hey, get your information day. Get your credentials day.
Let's get it together here. Okay, so that's good. And now you'll be back here as far as programming goes, you'll have normal programming?
Yes. Well, this show will be the same all week long. You will not be here. Bill will not be here. I will be here. So I might have... I'm going to talk to Farley. He wants to come in maybe tomorrow here, possibly.
Get Farley in here. Get Farley.
I will have a variety of different people I talk to and see who wants to come in and hang out in the morning. You know, Farley's always up early, so it's not like he's getting up early to come in here and change up his morning.
I appreciate you not involving me at 4 a.m.
I'm not going to, because that's why I didn't want to go myself to Media Days and do 4 to 7 a.m. radio. It sounds terrible for us.
It's probably not the way to do
it. I don't think that, I mean, in terms of for those calling us me a weenie, I don't think that it'd be a great product. I mean, imagine me waking up in Las Vegas, not to, you know, not from a drunken bender, but waking up to do radio at 3 a.m. to be on at 4. And then had to be awake the rest of the day.
No, that's draconian.
Because Media Days goes all the way to like 5, 6 o'clock at night.
That's draconian.
And then having to do it the next day and the next day.
No, you can't do that. You don't have to. You don't have to defend yourself on this.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I will miss being there. I enjoy Media Days and being part of all that, but it didn't make sense for the show's purposes this year for me to go and to have us out there at 4 a.m. Yeah. So no, I'm not asking you to be up at 4. Please sleep at that point.
Oh, I'm going to be sleeping. I mean, tomorrow, I don't think the action really begins, at least for Nebraska, till noon. All right, so I'll probably sleep in tomorrow.
You should.
Yeah, I'm going to catch up on my sleep a little bit. So, okay, so active weekend for both of you. You almost ran into a bear.
Yeah, I was at, I go to the Black Hills of South Dakota almost every year. I got a lot of family up there. My grandparents are old. I like to see them. They're, you know, one is 98 years old, one's 94.
Wow.
So they're old.
They're both still alive.
And they're both very much so with their they're still with it mentally. They can speak normally. I mean, they're with it, which is great.
Is paternal or maternal?
Paternal.
Paternal.
Paternal grandparents. Great people, love them. But went to the Black Hills, left Wednesday, got there Wednesday night, came back yesterday. It was a long drive with a 15-month-old.
But she did
great. Scotland did great on the drive.
Scotland seems like she would.
She did great both there and back. Only a couple of times she got restless and upset, but it was, I think that's pretty minimal for a 9-hour drive.
Yeah.
With a baby.
That'd be minimal for a 34-year-old Jake.
Now I get cranky, absolutely. I get cranky.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
When I get cranky, though, I try to keep silent and not let it out. And not, you know, I don't want to ruin the vibe of the car and make everybody upset and cranky. So just, that's a tidbit. If you are cranky, just keep it to yourself. Don't make others cranky.
Life tidbit.
You don't need to do that.
I think you can go too far with the silent thing, but
well, I mean, you can talk, but just know that you don't have to have an angry or a sarcastic tone of crankiness. Try to be proper when you are cranky, or just don't speak at all,
or
don't fire back. Don't be a jerk with your tone. Tone matters.
It does, but also just some discussion matters. I've been with people that went dead silent, and then that's not good either. Like, then you're just like, what's going on here? So I think there's a, listen to us.
Well, I got a
listen
text.
Listen to us handling.
I need to address a text here from Pecan Pie on the text line. Okay. It says, Jake, we're going to the Black Hills this Wednesday for the first time ever. Oh, I could be your tour guide, Pecan Pie.
Could you?
What's fun to do there with the 2-year-old boys in the Black Hills by Keystone? Trust me when I say that, and I've sent Sip this videos a couple times, including this past time. I don't think there's a better attraction in this country than Bear Country USA.
Okay.
And I've sent you videos. You've seen this before. You are literally driving through this area that's obviously closed, very closed off in the Black Hills, right off the highway, that you're driving through bears. There are bears right in front of you that used to stop on the road for, that they go right by your car. There's like 30 bears in this area. These aren't robots. They're real bears.
They're real bears, but they don't harm anybody?
No. Unless you're an idiot and put your windows down, then you're asking yourself for a problem. They say very clearly, don't roll your windows down.
Right.
And so you don't roll your windows down. Even for pictures, you just take it through the glass.
Uh-huh.
But there are 30 bears roaming this area. And also, there's timberwolves in there.
Timberwolves?
T-wolves. Yes, there's wolves in the area.
Timberwolves.
Walking through the field, the area.
There are wolves.
You have to stop your car because a wolf might go right in front of you.
A wolf.
There's bighorn sheep. There's reindeer in there. Now, they're closed off. The Bears can't get to them because there's grates in the ground that would be separating them. You wouldn't want to see
a reindeer
destroy a reindeer, which would happen. There's an Arctic wolf at Bear Country.
Bear Country, USA.
There's bear cubs.
How far is this from right here?
Well, it's about 8.5 hours.
And how do you get there?
That's a great question. It's Rapid City is northwest of Lincoln.
Okay, due northwest.
I've gone there probably 50 plus times in my life, not to Bear, but to the Black Hills. I might take a different route every single time. There's not like one pure route you take there, because you might take the highway up to Valentine, up to O'Neill, up to Alliance, up to Yankton, up through Sioux Falls. There's different ways to get there, and they're all about the same time, and it's all about what do you like better? What's your preference of a place to go to?
There's no fastest way.
No. In my experience, no, there's not a fastest way to get to the Black Hills.
Okay.
But from Lincoln's about 8.5 hours.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, if you have never been to the Black Hills, or if you have and want to go back and you didn't go to Bear Country, priority number one is go to Bear Country. Number one.
And everybody be safe. The two-year-old's safe in the back.
The two-year-old, yeah, we brought Scotland up probably illegally, but it's you're going 2 miles per hour in there. We had her in the front seat with Elizabeth to see the bears, them walk by.
Yeah.
And I have been to Bear Country probably 7 to 10 times in my life. I come away every single time saying, this is the coolest thing ever. It is, you could drive through there, Sip, and be like, holy crap.
Yeah.
How can this place exist? It's awesome. It's safe, but it's amazing.
Those bears don't get flustered.
No, they don't. Somehow they've trained the bears to not attack cars, not attack people, and just chill.
You think they're trained?
I don't know I don't know how the training goes there. They're obviously clearly not annoyed or bothered by cars. Now, if a car is an idiot and starts honking
or doing weird
I'd like
stuff.
To be curious how the bear would respond. I hope the bear would maybe hit the car a little bit.
Are you told not to feed the bears?
Obviously. Don't roll the windows down. That's part of the deal. If you feed a bear, you might die. Good chance the bear says, all right, cool. Come on, other bears. Let's kill these people and eat them. They got food in here. We can eat them too. What part of keep all your hands and feet in the car at all times didn't you understand with the first part?
That got grizzly.
Let's feed the bears. They're going to feed us. They're going to eat us as well. No, Bear Country, please, 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 if you ever get to the Black Hills, there's so much to do. Do it all, but just make sure you go to Bear Country. It is worth every dollar you pay.
Sounds awesome.
Like, it's $24 an adult, and you never get out of the car at the very end, and you see the bear cubs. You get to walk and see a bunch of cubs playing around. There's like 30 cubs.
Oh yeah, Scotland.
They're up in the trees. They're running around like they're babies like they are.
You're probably going back next summer, of course.
I go every year of my life probably.
Right. Yeah,
but I can.
Good for you, Jake. That sounds good.
Yes. Thank you.
You got back pretty late last night.
About 6:30. I told you, hey, the rundown, I'll send you in about an hour. I got to about 8 o'clock, a late rundown yesterday.
That's okay.
8 p.m.
I mean, I was still working. It was a work weekend, except for one thing. So stay on your trip, though.
Yes.
You left. When did you?
I departed nearly about 10 a.m. Wednesday. So show gets
Wednesday.
Over.
Yeah.
I bolt home. I'm already packed up. Elizabeth had the car packed, and then we left about 10 o'clock. Yes. Got to the Black Hills around, I don't know, 6 o'clock that time.
Well, this was a pretty substantial vacation.
Good time. Yeah, good time in the hills.
Good job. You seem like, you don't seem like you're overly tired.
No, I got the stupid cough going on. I'm trying to have this for a month. I got to probably get that checked out at some point, but I'm fighting through it. We went to Mount Rushmore on Friday.
Okay, so how many times have you been to Mount Rushmore?
6 to 8.
God, I've never been. And are you suggesting I go?
Yes.
Okay.
You are someone that has a motorcycle. The Black Hills is motorcycle heaven.
I need to go.
You know, the Sturgis bike rally's been going on forever, right?
Yeah. I don't.
It's still going on.
Yeah. I don't do
Sturgis. It's early August, so it's in 2 weeks from now. The rally begins.
I need to ride up there and just see Mount Rushmore. Just see it.
Take the hog.
I mean, my dad and my brother and my brother-in-law, they tell the story about doing it on their... They took their hogs and went up that way. And now there is a story about them stopping to see it. My brother just riding off. Well, yeah, I saw it. Boom. Then he just took off.
Rushmore?
Yeah.
You can do that, yeah. But it's not the point of going there. It's just to take the road and just leave.
Right. That's what he did, though.
You pay $10 to park. It's worth it because you can see the whole, that's all you pay for. You don't pay to go in the actual area.
I'd stay for at least an hour.
You should.
Yeah.
There's a small trail you can walk. It's like a half a mile that takes you right below the faces. You know, not right.
I would do
directly
it.
Below them.
I would do it all.
You should.
If I'm going.
You should. There's there's also if you go at nighttime, they light up the faces around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. There's like a production that's very patriotic. You sit down and watch the production for a half hour, and then boom, the faces are lit at nighttime. Now that is cool.
Oh, they do that? Do they
at nighttime? Like you can say obviously during the day, fine, but when it's dark out, you can't see the faces until they put the lights on the presidents. And that's really cool.
I wonder if they do that every night.
I think they do. Nightly thing.
What else? Are there any highlights?
I had some pretty good food out there. I saw a friend of mine in radio, Nate Brown of Fox Sports Rapid City. Saw his studio downtown.
Love Nate.
He's a great dude. Really talented radio guy. Saw his studio. I had a friend from Lincoln out there. Saw. He was up. He owns a Freddy's out there.
A Freddy's?
Yes, and the Lincoln Freddy's also, but he was... That's a brand new one, so I got to see him out there while he was running that new Freddy's out there.
So he was out there actually running the Freddy's.
Making sure it was running smoothly. Yes, Alex. Shout out to Alex.
Shout out to Alex and shout out to Freddy's in general, because Freddy's, as I've said before, has what? The greatest curb presentation.
They do.
I don't know. One of the greatest curb presentations of any fast food franchise, or really just any franchise.
As you say that, we get to see him on Thursday, and he's working on the landscaping out there.
Oh, well.
Because it's still brand new. They're trying to get the landscaping figured out, so they're trying to make it even better than it already is.
Just look at any Freddy's and tell me I'm wrong. It's not only, I guess it's the landscaping, it's the lights. It's well lit. It's a handsome design. I think curb appeal must be a big part of their operational standards, is my guess.
It is. Very important.
I mean, because not every fast food place is equal in that regard. Some of the curb appeal is awful.
Right. They don't care.
Freddy's.
They do it. Freddy's, though.
Look at the Freddy's up on, is it 48th? Yes. South 48th.
That's the first one they had in Lincoln.
Look at that Freddy's. Just look at it. It's the presentation pops.
Well, yeah. It matters there.
Yeah, it's red sign. It's, I don't know, just something about it is really strong.
I want to correct something real quick back to the Black Hills for a second. Sorry.
Please.
Fred says, are you suggesting that Sip should take his bike through Bear Country? No.
No, no, no.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
No motorcycles through Bear Country. They have, apparently, for all the bikers that come out there, they have like courtesy cars you can take. You can bring your bike there, though. You can park it somewhere, and then they will give you a courtesy car to take through Bear Country. Then you go back to your bike afterwards.
This does sound amazing.
They try to cater to everybody. Hey, there's a lot of bikers that want to see this. Sweet. Come on through. Park your bike over here. Take the car for this half hour, then get out of here with your bike.
It does sound amazing.
Bear Country.
Wow. Okay, good job. Now you're back. Are you somewhat refreshed? Are you ready for the week?
I feel great. I feel good.
You ready to talk sports?
Saw family. Saw cool stuff. Great, great weather out there. I'm talking like mid-70s the whole time. It was perfect. So, loved it. Good to be back.
I think it was hot yesterday. I mean, I wasn't. Yeah, I was outside.
Hot yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was warm.
I'm just used to it. It doesn't even bother me. Now 104, might a little bit, but I'm not going to be here for a large share of the week.
It's going to be hot in Vegas, though, probably, too.
Well, of course it's going to be hot.
It's late July. Right. It's hot everywhere.
Yes. Boy, you sounded like a curmudgeon earlier. So what did I go to?
What did you have this weekend?
What was it called? I can't say the name of it. The service for the...
The quinceañera.
Boy, you're crazy.
The 15-year-old celebration for
my neighbor, for Sophia.
Sophia.
Yeah, and it was great. It was, I went to the service at Catholic Church on J Street, and it was amazing. They are amazing. My neighbors are amazing people. So there's a beautiful, elaborate service. They're Salvadoran. And then, of course, Sophia and her sister, Adriana, bring me this huge, huge meal. Yes, they just show up my door with plates of food.
As a thank you?
I suppose. I think they had extra food. But kind of as a thank you. But yeah, my neighbors are, I hit the jackpot on my neighbors. So yeah, they bring over this meat and rice and pasta and cake, the incredible cake. It's fairly routine. They just show up at my door with their arms are out like this. Here you go.
Here's some food.
Here you go, old
Take
man.
It. Thank you, oldie.
Did you say oldie?
Oldie. Yeah.
Did you say oldie?
Well, that
take
could,
it
that
oldie.
Could be their nickname for you, possibly. You
Did
never
you
know.
Say take it oldie?
Take it oldie.
Wow. I guarantee you, Sophia and Adriana would never say that either in private or...
Came out. It sounded good when I said it.
Anyway, congratulations to Sophia.
For turning 15.
Yeah, and she is, again, very elaborate, very beautiful service. I was just honored to be to be invited.
I told you, those things are incredible.
Yeah, they are.
I've been to one ever. It was like about 10 years ago, and I was like, this is quite the production here.
Yeah, I wish they had another
This is like
kid.
Bigger than a wedding and a high school graduation. Like, this is their thing.
Yeah.
15 years old, that's the big deal.
Yeah, it is. It is elaborate and beautiful, and they did a great job. And the church service was beautiful. So that was good. And then I just wrote. I wrote two columns. I had to write my Tuesday column today so I don't have to get to Vegas. Now, you kind of are like a writer in a way. You're media.
Thank you.
You are. You have to
do it. I write the rundown.
Like you had to do it last night. You had to come back and do it. Now, here's the thing. I did my column yesterday for Tuesday morning, so I didn't have to work tonight.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So tonight
get ahead in anything in life, writing, sales, show prep, that's awesome. That's perfect.
Yeah, so tonight I'll get there and not have to hunker in the hotel and face 4 to 5 hours of work. So got that out of the way. I don't know that I'll be going out, though.
You have a beverage on your flight today, though.
That's possible. I'm told the place we're staying now, Robin Washit and Sean will hit the town.
Well, that's a given.
They'll hit the town hard. Sipple was told that this place we're staying, which I can't say the name of it right now. I'll get it. That you don't even have to leave it. That there's so much in there that you can just stay there and be fine, which is probably...
That tends to be a lot of the hotels in Vegas.
That's why you're
they right. They want you to stay on the property. They got restaurants, multiple restaurants. They've got different shows to watch, at most of them possibly in some capacity.
We're staying at the Aria Resort.
They have their own malls usually in the
Good.
Hotel.
Would they have like a Walgreens type of place?
Probably so, okay. Yes. I'd say in some capacity, yes.
Some form of pharmaceutical stuff.
Yes, that will be there.
Like rubbing alcohol.
That
perhaps.
Should be there.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I'll be doing. That's it. No, I do not have elaborate plans at all. Nothing elaborate. Get up and cover the event, and that's what we can talk about now.
Yeah. I was once at the Aria at like 2 a.m.
Oh, you've been to the Aria?
At the club of the Aria.
You've been to the Aria?
Yes, for a bachelor party. 5 years, Taylor's bachelor party.
I'm a big, brother-in-law, you know, I'm a big fan of Taylor.
That was an incredible party.
Was it at the Aria?
That was quite the
scene.
Quite the weekend. The whole weekend was just,
Would you like to elaborate?
No. We'll keep it at that. It was quite a weekend. I won't forget it, but man, there's, wow, was out of time.
Okay. That's enough.
I was up past 4 a.m. every single night. I didn't want to be, but I was.
Taylor has that look.
He likes to get after
it. Yeah. He has that look.
He's not here just to be boring. He likes to have fun. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738egg.com. Joey Robinson, the team, and Bertrand.
Okay.
Doing big things. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. Speaking of Media Days, it is Media Days Eve in Vegas, where Sip is heading off to after the show. And our question is at 464-5685 is this. What advice would you have for Dylan Raiola and crew representing Nebraska tomorrow? Do you want to hear them boisterous? Do you want to hear them talk in a big game? You want to see them more dialed back and saying, we want to just let our results prove it this year? I am the latter there.
I think most people would be. I would say to Dylan, play it safe, big horse. No reason to pop off. No, because that has been, wouldn't you say, you're sort of helping me write my column or finish my column.
I can help you.
Wouldn't you say that's been the tact Nebraska has taken this offseason, sort of a reserve?
It's been quiet.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. There's no Diego Pavia saying we want to compete for we want to win a national championship.
I came back so I could win a title. Really? Shut up, Diego.
You did come back a little feisty. I'm with you on that though.
It's Vanderbilt. You're going to finish in the bottom half every year that you're alive. Just deal with it.
But
it's not fair.
I don't know if I'd want Dylan to say that. I came here to win a national title, and that's what we're trying to do this year. Of course, that's what you're trying to do. Everybody's trying to do that. It goes without saying. So don't say it. You don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the challenge that Dylan will face. As you know, again, I'm verifying facts in a column through you.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say that he'll have 30 to 40 minutes at a side podium, and then he will be approached for one-on-one interviews in an impromptu nature?
Well, let's just say this. In terms of recent years of Media Days and how it's gone, yes. I assume the same will be in play in Vegas. So if it's like previous years, that's what I would expect from that.
So what I would tell Dylan, I don't know that he needs anybody to tell him anything, but I would say, here's the thing about Dylan. He's very comfortable around people, right? He's very, we'll use a young person's term, Rudy term, chill. He's very chill. He's easygoing. He's easy to talk to. Here's what I would tell him. Don't let down your guard. Don't let it down, because you are very affable. You're very conversational. But it just takes one of these media scoundrels to catch you in a weak moment. And then it blows up. Ask Scott Frost. It blew up on him. You know, it sounds to me like the conversation he was having with The Athletic was pretty casual, probably off the record generally. And he got caught.
Yeah, this was not at the podium he said that stuff.
Right.
Which was, again, he said it.
Yeah, I'm not apologizing for
it. It was
Frost.
In a one-on-one or a side session.
Side session. He let down
not
his guard.
Not on video anywhere.
Frost is 50 years old. He's 50 years old. I would tell Frost, how do you not know at 50 years old that you can get caught in those situations? Well, Dylan's not 50. And I would tell Dylan, you can get caught. I mean, these guys, here's what will happen. These guys, a lot of the media will drop their recorder, no notebook, and then you're just chatting. Mm-hmm. You think you're just chatting. You think you're just chatting. No, you're not just chatting. Nothing's off the record, Dylan. Nothing. You can get caught. So don't get caught.
Is that a shot at your profession there?
No, not really. No, it's just common. It happens. I've seen it. I mean, there's a. I can't say that I don't really do it sometimes. Like, I'll put my recorder in my back pocket and be talking. And if somebody says something, now what I do is I'll say, hey, now, hey, can I go on the record with that? That's a courtesy. Not everybody does that, though.
That's good.
Yeah, not everybody does that. And then most of the time they'll say no. Sometimes they'll say, yeah, yeah, go ahead if you don't. Yeah, you can. But there's just so, what I'm saying, Jake, is there's so much opportunity to get yourself in a corner. There's just a lot of opportunity. So for that hour and a half, 2 hours, however long it is, you just got to keep your guard up. And I would say the same to Henry Litovsky and Deshaun Singleton and Marquise Buford. But the quarterback is the quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
More of a focal point.
Yes.
And Dylan's pretty high profile.
He is. Now, Dylan has been around this offseason doing various, you know, you've seen him in various different places across Nebraska.
And, yeah.
But he hasn't been in a bad way. It's not like he's doing anything bad where he's been, there's no legal problems anywhere. No. Like, it's been a quiet offseason in a very good way throughout Nebraska football.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Has there been any sort of issues at all you've heard crop up at all?
Not that I know of, no. Nothing untoward.
Very pleasant.
Pleasant, quiet.
Like you feel like you trust the operation.
Yeah, and you run into various people who are over there more than I am who say, and you hear the same theme. It just seems like they're confident. Just kind of it's a quietly confident team. I don't know if that's an edict from the head coach that we don't need to talk. You know, we don't need to be, is it Thomas Castellanos?
Castellanos,
the boss, the Florida State quarterback. Talking smack about Alabama.
Right.
Let's
avoid that.
I would think so. So far, that's what they've done. I don't know if that's an edict from above or if that's just maybe the players decided that on their own. I don't know, but I guess we'll get a better idea of this on Tuesday, if it's kind of the same thing. I don't mind vanilla. Rule will add enough just kind of natural spice because that's how he does it. He's very conversational too, and he'll give you what you need. But you wonder, maybe Rule will get loose. I mean, I don't know. You never know.
He came with us in studio for 16 minutes. Was not totally loose there.
No, he wasn't loose.
No, it was unexpected and was proper the whole time.
Earlier this summer.
Yes, that was in May.
Right. So Rule is,
maybe June.
I was saying to somebody else that Rule is gold at a thing like this because he gives you so much information and there's so much to write and there'll be stuff to write into the weekend. Now, also, though, he's also very savvy, so he'll probably he knows when to not say what not to say, I guess is the best way to say it. But we'll see how he is. We'll see how he is. It's hard to know sometimes. As far as that goes, the coaches that we've covered of late were all pretty good. I was thinking about that. Frost was good. Like Frost at the podium, at the side podium, not the main podium.
I'll take your questions. No opening comment.
Yeah, that was whatever. But at the side podium, he'd give you a lot. He'd give you a lot. Pelini would give you a lot. Riley would give you a lot. Callahan would give you a lot. You'd walk out of there going, okay, that's really good. So I imagine that's the way it'll be this year. What do you want to know, by the way? If you had Rule in front of you, what would you ask him? It's a tough question for you. It's putting you on the spot.
Well, because I don't want them talking. I don't want them talking a big game. I don't want to hear them talking
about
smack or talking about the playoff. I don't want to hear them talk. I just want to see a team that's hungry to go be better than what they're supposed to be. People think that, I want to see a team actually overachieve at Nebraska. It's been a long time since a team at Nebraska overachieved expectations.
You know, it's very possible though that one of those guys, Singleton, Buford, Litovsky, Dylan, could say the words, it's playoff or bust.
And we've seen Joel Klatt say dark horse playoff team. We've seen Nebraska's been mentioned as a dark horse by a couple people. So it's not like it's ridiculous or out there to have that notion and play.
No.
But I also want these guys to aim as high as they can. So when I say it, I don't want them being cocky or brash, I do want them to be, you know, to right. have expectations and goals for the season, which are the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
But said properly.
Yeah, said properly. You don't have to say it that explicitly. You just, what yeah. I've encountered from coaches for years is when you ask them a question about goals and you try to get specific, they'll just say what they should say. Look, we just want to win the first one and then win them all. We just want to win every game. That's what we want.
I mean, my questions are going to regarding defensive line. Do you feel like do you have the guys to replace what you had last year?
Yeah, you have our
forces. Do you have the depth? Do you have the players? That line carried your defense. Ty, Nash, Jamari, mm-hmm. Prince Will. I mean, all those guys were very, very important to that defense. They're all gone.
Not Prince Will as much.
I liked him, though.
He had his moments. But the other three, what about, are you curious about Carter Nelson?
Yes, what's the status of health for Carter Nelson?
I think that's a huge question. And I don't even, it's a huge question, but what I would like to do is see the first practice and see all of it. And see.
But you won't, though.
No, and see what it looks like from Carter Nelson's point of view.
He's playing golf, apparently, recently, someone said.
Yeah, he was on Emmett Johnson's YouTube.
Yep.
If he's out there playing golf, his hip must be okay.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
I should see his form, see if he looks stiff or not.
You should.
The hips.
Apparently, Emmett Johnson has a YouTube channel, which I need to check out too.
A lot of people do now. Not me.
Do they now?
Yes. When we come back, Scotty Scheffler, take a bow. Discuss this next early break on the
table. Wow, the Wild Horse.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.